tomorrow is El Chingon IPA ticket fight night at the factory. The Hardline's going to be doing the show out there. The first fight is at 5:30. I believe we have 9 bouts on the night. It's a lot of fun. It's maybe the best thing the station does. And we want to have a segment here talking about fights. Now, not talking about bar fights or getting into fights with each other or maybe our history of fights, but yesterday on Afternoon Jub, we were talking about fighting animals and maybe ones that we could beat up. And Sean, you brought up one.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think about this, but after the show, it's really all I could think of. And let's hear how this sounded.
All right, John.
Like bye, yeah, and they understand all of his commands. Bye.
What about the ostrich? So I think the ostrich would be an interesting fight because of the girth of the body and the height. I don't think there's a lot of good lateral quickness though from the ostrich.
Are they aggressive?
They can be.
Yes, I've seen them. Yeah, attack with their mouths anyway. But yeah, what are they going to do? That's all they can do is kind of.
You don't have anything else to attack with. They don't have.
Hit you with your beak. Yeah, they're not going to kick you.
And the long neck is just such a vulnerable point for the ostrich that.
Yeah, you could take an ostrich.
So yeah, as we're talking through it, we think of the ostrich as a big, long, goofy bird that can't fly. It's got a long neck.
Yeah.
They're tall, but you would think in a one-on-one situation, if you had to fight to the death or just establish your dominance, you think you could do that on an ostrich. But that minute that we were talking about the ostrich, we were about as far off as we could be.
Yeah, because we had a good P1 tweet us later in the evening. 363DP on Twitter said, ostriches are the most dangerous birds on the planet, with an average of 2 to 3 deaths being recorded each year in South Africa. Ostrich kick can generate a force of about 2,000 pounds or thereabout. Their kick is capable of injuring or killing a lion. So I look at that claim and I'm thinking, okay, is this true? So that sends us down a rabbit hole on the internet and YouTube for sure, because I'm thinking, okay, there's videos of dudes fighting kangaroos or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see man v. ostrich. And there's a lot. And I don't know where you want to start here, but there was one, I guess, how to survive video where I guess they have a series of videos of how to survive certain attacks by certain animals. And they went with ostrich. And it's about 5 minutes or so. And just the vitals that the ostrich has, I didn't know a lot of these facts, but it's pretty eye-opening. Go ahead and play the audio.
An ostrich's powerful long legs can cover 3 to 5 meters in a single stride. And they are powerful enough to kill a lion. So you're probably thinking, I have no chance of surviving this attack. Well, you do if you follow these steps. Step 1, get away.
Okay.
You're dealing with the world's largest bird. And these flightless birds are powerful runners, so outrunning them is not an option. They can sprint up to 72 kilometers per hour. So if you want to avoid a fatal kick from one of these giants, you'll need to keep your distance. If you see an ostrich starting to charge, you may still have time to get to a safe place. So try to duck into a car, a building, or up a tree.
Oh!
Your goal is to get out of reach so the ostrich can't touch you.
That music choice feels like we're playing college football 25.
So 72 kilometers per hour. That's
about 40 miles per hour.
Over 40 miles per hour. And they're showing a video of like an Olympic caliber sprinter running one of these.
No.
And it's getting dusted by the ostrich.
See, they're not aggressive. If you're just minding your own business, they're not going to go out of their way to attack you. But I guess in our scenario, you have to fight the animal.
Yeah.
You don't want to provoke these guys. And I also read that if you see one with black feathers, it's a grown male and they're more territorial.
Sure.
And if you see one with lighter feathers or even red feathers, it's a female and they might be looking to mate. So it might want you to get a little,
little bit of this.
So you probably wouldn't die, but.
Well, speaking of the males, I saw like a National Geographic BBC video where.
A what video?
The British Broadcasting Company.
But please mark that.
Yeah.
Speaking of mating, speaking of all
BBC video. You should see this.
Let me see this here.
You think the neck is long? So this male ostrich decided to protect not only his, I guess, mate and their baby ostriches, wards off a whole pack of hyenas, like seven or eight of them, and they didn't even stand a chance, and one got stepped on, and it was limping away. Now, in that video, the audio we played, step one was to just get away. Step two was go to the ground, because if you just, like, act like you're dead, they're not going to be so aggressive, and maybe they'll eventually leave you alone. Three, because this is typically, you know, an African animal, it said to jump in a thorn bush, which I guess they're plentiful in parts of South Africa.
But what if we're just on Mockingbird?
That's a great question. But steps four and five, I don't really feel like they gave us great answers here, but let's see what they had to say.
Step four, go for its throat. The neck is the ostrich's weak point. So face the big bird head on, grab it, and try to twist it around. But remember, as soon as you let go, you're going to be dealing with one seriously angry ostrich. Ideally, you could use a sleeper hold and apply pressure until the bird passes out.
Just a $1 million
dream. As soon as it hits the floor, get out of there. But if this doesn't work, and you have to go head to beak with the angry bird, step five, fight. Fight with everything you've got. But try to keep your distance and use a long object, such as a pole or a stick. Attack its neck. And if you still have no luck, go for its eyes and head. And if all else fails, attack its legs and try to bring the bird down.
Not a good idea.
Bad idea.
One of the most famous ostrich attacks on record happened to the late Johnny Cash. An ostrich in an exotic farm on Cash's property didn't take kindly to Johnny walking the trail that day. So the bird decided to let him know. It attacked the singer, but Cash was carrying a 1.8 meter stick in hand. The fight was quick but brutal for Johnny Cash. He claimed he got off easy, with only a couple broken ribs and a huge gash on his stomach. Johnny credited a good solid belt buckle for saving his life. So it is possible to survive an ostrich attack, but the injuries will probably be severe, as in Johnny Cash's case.
So, yeah, Johnny Cash survived.
You gotta go for the neck, but if you do, you better kill that thing. Like, if you put it to sleep, a sleeper hold, which I would love to see a video.
Old Nelson.
A big muscular dude putting a sleeper hold on an ostrich. You better put that thing down. It better be dead, or it better be knocked out, because if it's not, the legs are what is going to get you.
Yeah, have your
friend
come over.
Because of the kicking power, and they have 4-inch talons on their feet.
It's like a dinosaur. So, yeah, have your friend come over and raise the leg, and if it falls once, have him do it again. But if it falls a third time, then you're good. But usually it'll rally.
The second one, it's kind of like,
rally for the third.
And none of that works. Shoot for a takedown. I guess get some points.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Stunner. His long neck.
Yeah, put it in the figure four. See
how fortunate are we that ostriches can't fly?
That's the thing I've been thinking about, because
I don't think we'd be as high on the food chain.
Wait, are you saying they would run the world or something?
They're 8 feet long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think of the Bob Drop, he's never seen a fish bigger than him. Think about that with these birds. Like, if you had an 8-foot bird that could just fly up here whenever it wanted. Like, well, there's a reason this thing can't fly.
I don't get up every day.
This would be a GD dragon that can't shoot fire, is what this would be.
And thank the lucky stars that ostriches can't fly. Like, I don't get out of bed and go, whew.
I guess
another
kind
day,
of our
dodge bullet.
Like our dragon hypothetical from training camp. Yeah. Like, what if we encountered
bets out of a Dodgers game?
Yeah, an ostrich that just goes over Dodger Stadium and then flies down and picks up Mookie Betts and just disappears. Like, there's only one of them.
Well, we also have a news item of, like, this week. In Sioux Falls, you had an ostrich shut down traffic, much like Travis the Chimp did in the Chimp Crazy show on HBO, which could be a precursor to terrible things.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was all fun and games when a chimp was loose in Stamford, Connecticut, I think it was.
Yeah, Stamford.
Stamford, Connecticut, and oh, yeah, he's got his diaper on. It's cute. He just wanted ice cream. Well, a couple of years later, bad things happen. And that's what happened yesterday in Sioux Falls. I can play some of this if you want, if we got time.
Sure.
This was pretty funny. This is from KOMO. This is a TV station in Seattle, and they're giving the report on the loose ostrich.
All right, new this hour from the live desk. Let's talk about that ostrich, shall we? Some of you might be seeing this wild video that's floating around on social media this morning, and I have a feeling you're probably going to be talking about this today. So what you're seeing here is that ostrich on the loose in South Dakota, taking a little stroll across the street. In this video that was captured by a driver, you can see three people, including one woman who appears to have a container of food, trying to convince that bird to maybe stroll back across the road. Other two people, they're seen giving that bird a little nudge as it begins to walk or stroll in the right direction. Kind of a big animal, isn't it? Well, according to Sioux Falls Police Department, the ostrich was traveling in a trailer yesterday when it got loose. This was actually one of two ostriches that escaped. The owner was able to capture and re-trailer those birds. Luckily, no one was hurt. Certainly something you don't see driving around on the road very often. Huh?
You forget how big ostriches are,
they're
too,
huge.
When you see them standing next to people.
Yes. Oh, oh, there it goes.
Little hop.
And the lady in that, the one with the container of food,
yeah,
had no fear. Like, she was getting right up to that thing and kind of petting him.
Real quick, what did you slack us, Monty? What photo
I just think
is
that
this?
Photo's hilarious. I typed in fighting an ostrich, and there's a cartoon of a guy just with perfect Aaron Judge form swatting
nice
that thing across
through.
The neck. The neck's all red.
Would that kill an ostrich if you just took a Louisville slugger to the neck?
Yeah, maybe.
I think if you took one big
blunt
healthy
force,
hack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better hope it's dead, though. Because like I said, you don't want that thing kicking you. Because it's over.
Well.
It's over. So don't mess with the ostrich.
We now have a show animal.
The ostrich?
The ostrich. So we want all of our fight night fighters to fight with the power and vigor of an ostrich.
That's right.
We'll go undefeated. All right.